This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we hear from you, our listeners, your comments on cheesesteak, among other things. First, the Supreme Court is nearing the end of its term, the time when decisions come down, a lot of them. The court issued several rulings today, including one that will limit the Clean Water Act and another about the rights of parolees. Plus, we're going to get a preview of the court's next term from Dahlia Lithwick, legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for Day to Day. Dahlia, welcome back. What about this Clean Water Act case?
This was a pair of cases out of Michigan, Alex. It was essentially challenging the federal government's right under the Clean Water Act to protect, quote, waters of the United States. And included in that definition of waters of the United States, the Army Corps of Engineers had said that non-navigable waters, like ditches, wetlands, things that you couldn't maybe sail a boat through, but they nevertheless sort of drain into navigable waters. And so, of course, if you pollute them, you're polluting navigable waters. At issue were two Michigan developers who were trying to build a shopping center in one case, a set of condos in another. And the government had tried to protect those wetlands, saying essentially if you fill them in, there's an impact on the water. In a 5-4 decision today, with Justice Kennedy providing a crucial fifth vote with the four conservative justices, the court said, nope, that's just too broad a definition of what waters of the United States means. And because Kennedy's sort of fifth opinion tried to narrow a much more sweeping version of it that was authored by the more conservatives, both Justice John Paul Stevens in dissent and Chief Justice John Roberts, who voted with the conservatives, said, nobody's really going to know what this means. In other words, we now know that these sort of wetlands or ditches or whatever they are not protected waters under the Clean Water Act, but nobody's going to know how to implement it. So it's actually a decision that's certainly not good for the Clean Water Act, but what it actually means, I think, is not at all clear after today.
I think this, isn't it the role of the Supreme Court to be clear in enunciating things? How about the rights of former prisoners who are now out on parole? What about this? More clarity there?
Certainly more clarity. It's a case out of California. The court, in a 6-3 decision, upheld a California law that essentially provides that parolees can be searched on demand without even a warrant. The California law says that in order to become a parolee, you have to grant the state the permission to just sort of stop you and search you whenever they want, as long as it's not sort of capricious or aggressive or hostile. And the parolees had challenged that. In a 6-3 vote, the Supreme Court said, no, you know, this is a special population. Parolees are sort of uniquely risky, and there's a sort of a uniquely protected police power that's more important than their right to privacy.
The other news from the court today is the list of cases that we now know they're going to be hearing next term, including an abortion case. What did you think when you heard this?
They agreed to hear a partial birth abortion case, Alex. They had already done that in February. They had agreed to hear a partial birth abortion case out of the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. Today, they granted cert on another partial birth abortion case that came out of the Ninth Circuit. The difference between the two cases, the one they'd already agreed to hear, essentially was going to determine whether this, quote, partial birth abortion legislation that had been passed in 2003 is unconstitutional because it doesn't provide an exception for the health of the mother. That was what the Sandra Day O'Connor test had become the last time the court heard this. Today's case is a little bit more narrow, a little bit more specific. They said they're going to also tackle the question not only of that statute's constitutionality, but what the remedy will be. In other words, if it turns out that the health exception is necessary, does the entire partial birth abortion ban become unconstitutional on its face? So they're going to figure out whether the entire ban would go down the toilet if a part of it is unconstitutional. And that almost has a larger ultimate bearing than the narrow question of whether the ban itself is unconstitutional.
Is this the last week for the court? Are more decisions coming out this week and then that's it?
No, today and Thursday are decision days, and then next week is a decision week. The scuttlebutt is they will conclude the term a week from Thursday. So there's going to be a whole host of decisions that come down in this week and next week.
Legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick, she writes for Slate Magazine Online and contributes regularly to Day to Day. Dahlia, thank you again.
My pleasure, Alex.